Welcome to the Singular Links podcast. I'm Tony Parrish, aka Slinker. This podcast explores how transformative ideas emerge, not by adding more information, but by connecting what already exists in new ways. In this episode, I introduce the idea of a singular link, a connection that doesn't just combine parts, but creates something fundamentally new. You'll hear examples from science, business, art, and everyday life, all pointing to the same pattern. Breakthroughs come from how ideas are joined, not how many ideas we collect. This is chapter one of the book Singular Links. I hope you enjoy The Art of Transformative Connection. Transformative Connection. Think of ideas as particles. Each one has its own mass, its own energy, its own properties. When particles meet under the right conditions, something transformative can occur. They can form new structures. They can create emergent properties, that is, properties that didn't exist before the particles joined. They can become something you never would have expected, looking at the particles individually. A photon excites an electron to release light. A few lines of code sit dormant until someone combines them to execute a task. A paint blotch, meaningless on its own, combines with other paint blotches to form a lifelike portrait that seems to breathe. We live in a world overflowing with information and ideas. More knowledge exists than any individual could ever absorb. And yet real innovation remains uneven and unpredictable. Many people feel stuck, overwhelmed, or paralyzed by choice. The problem is not a lack of information. The problem is a lack of connection. Most people collect ideas like seashells, picking them up, scanning them briefly, and dropping them into a jar to admire later. Breakthroughs do not come from accumulation. They come from combination. The right pieces, brought together at the right moment, under the right conditions, create a leap. Innovation emerges not from the parts themselves, but from the way the parts are joined. Your ability to innovate in work, art, or life is determined less by what you know and more by how you connect what you know. In the competitive ecosystem of ambition, the most successful creators are usually those who produce a steady flow of work. They tend to pursue multiple ideas at once, all the while experimenting and exploring. It's easy to assume such people were born with some extraordinary natural talent, as if creativity were an inherited trait like eye color or blood type. In reality, most prolific artists, authors, and innovators share something simpler: curiosity. They notice connections others overlook, and they devote time to developing those connections, following each thread to see where it leads. Their abundance of work grows naturally from the network ideas spun from curiosity. Over the years, I've developed a deep appreciation for the capital markets and for the psychology that drives people to value certain things more than other things. A loaf of bread is mostly flour, water, yeast, and salt. Yet some bread sells for $20, while other loaves would go stale if priced above $2. What makes one loaf more valuable than another? Or one car more valuable than another car? Or one cell phone, one drink, one painting? The answer lies in how people connect that product to an effect on their lives, whether that effect is real or imagined. In the end, value itself is a matter of connection. In the investment world, I've been fortunate to work with professional money managers who built successful careers by spotting trends before others. By investing early, they benefited as others eventually followed, putting their funds into the same opportunities and driving prices higher. On Wall Street, as in many other fields, there is a clear advantage to being first. Many of the Fortune 500 companies got their start by linking a solution to some market need. In the early 20th century, Henry Ford set out to make car ownership affordable. That was his connection: average families driving cars. He created the Model T and helped to not only fuel the economy, but also birth that societal phenomenon known as the suburb, complete with its picket fences, tidy lawns, and backyard pools. Cars made suburban sprawl a possibility, or possibly an inevitability. Henry Ford built cars that literally changed the landscape, and it all started with the idea of making automobiles broadly accessible. From a business perspective, Ford also created innovations in manufacturing. If the Model T was going to be affordable enough for average people to buy, it would have to be manufactured economically. Instead of employing workers to assemble entire vehicles one at a time, Ford introduced the concept of assembly line production, which cut costs and improved output. It scrapped the need to transport heavy car parts to a single area of the plant for assembly. Since workers focused on single areas of production, they could develop their skills, speed, and specialization, making them more efficient and making their work more consistent. Ford linked affordability to manufacturing efficiency. IBM, recognizing there was a nascent market for personal computers, deviated from its focus on large mainframe devices and released its DOS-based IBM PC, which had a whopping 16 kilobytes of total memory. The Sony Corporation, seeing that music lovers wanted a convenient way to take their music on a walk, created the Walkman. Netflix saw increasing feasibility for in-home video streaming and pivoted away from the traditional DVDs. Remember those? The common link in these companies was their ability to change strategy to meet changing consumer lifestyles. As I began working in the field of investment research, I noticed clients would pay handsomely for someone to tell them what they didn't know. Revealing blind spots proved to be highly valuable. Understanding blind spots could provide greater context for decision-making and help answer a critical question. Should we move forward as planned or change direction? In business, the consultants who achieve the greatest success are those who not only highlight new information, but also advise on how to monetize that information. They demonstrate how to link new information to existing business strategies. Success in so many fields hinges on being able to make connections. Strategic planners, journalists, research scientists, business consultants, attorneys, detectives, doctors, first responders, and more. All these occupations involve making links and acting upon them. In fact, there seem to be more vocations that rely on making links than those that don't. But not all links are singular links. Not every connection produces a transformative result. A singular link is a connection that creates an outcome fundamentally different from its parts. Taking a plastic spoon and adding some teeth is not a singular link, it's just a spork. Folding sushi into a seaweed wrap and calling it a sushi burrito is not a singular link, it's just sushi wrapped differently. Making a cowboy movie in Italy and calling it a spaghetti western is not a singular link either, it's just a different kind of cowboy movie. A singular link is a connection that transforms the scope or scale of the elements it joins. The act of linking serves as a catalyst. In a chemistry lab, a catalyst doesn't supply energy, but it opens a pathway for molecules to react. Bonds break and reform. The temperatures rise noticeably, and vapors appear where there were none before. What was calm and inert becomes a dynamic, reactive system. The singular link does the same thing. It's the act of connecting that generates new value, which grants the linker something unique. If you take some household bleach and mix it with ammonia, you create chlorine gas. That's new and different from its individual elements, and if you're not wearing a respirator, that's a singular link that can kill you. If you take a copper penny, touch it to a galvanized nail, and immerse them in lemon juice, you create an electrical current. This is a singular link that can illuminate a light bulb. Go ahead and try it. Our ancestors created a singular link when they discovered that a piece of flint struck with pyrite would create sparks. These sparks could ignite tinder and create controlled fire, possibly the most consequential discovery in all of humanity. Bleach plus ammonia equals chlorine gas. Copper plus zinc plus lemon juice equals electricity. Flint plus pyrite plus tinder equals fire. These are the formulas for singular links. They show that transformation doesn't require a miracle. It can happen by simply creating a new combination. Most connections in this world are simply additive. You take one thing, add another, and you have a combined thing. 1 plus 1 equals 2. But a singular link doesn't just add, it multiplies. 1 plus 1 equals something bigger, something new. When you create a singular link, a third thing is created, something with its own identity, function, or meaning. 1 plus 1 equals 11. 1 plus 1 equals light bulb. When Gutenberg invented the printing press by combining movable type with a mechanical press, he didn't just invent a more efficient copying tool. He changed how information spread, who had access to that information, and what people did with it. That type of leap, when a connection fundamentally transforms what it touches, is what I care about. It's what I look for in ideas, in people, in problems. Singular links are not just ways to combine things. They are structures that reveal deeper systems. They take the specific and make it generalizable. They point to a larger pattern, a hidden coherence. They change the proportionality of what's being merged. If this sounds too abstract, let's make it more tangible. Dirt and water are just elements. Mix them and you get mud. Shape the mud and you have bricks. Stack the bricks and you have shelter. Repeat that pattern and you have a village. Each link unlocks a novel kind of purpose, additional possibility. Each link creates something new. Often, singular links begin with pattern recognition. You see some connection that wasn't immediately visible. It's about noticing an object and how that object fits with some other object. That's where you uncover additional meaning. Dmitry Mendeleev, a Russian chemist, noticed repeating patterns in the behaviors of elements. He listed the elements that were already known, such as hydrogen and carbon. He acknowledged that there appeared to be gaps in what was known. Then he arranged the elements into a structure that contained empty spots for those that were not yet known. The periodic table was born. Mendeleev's table was more than a chart. It was a framework that predicted new elements based on the logic of what had already been discovered. Eventually, as predicted, elements such as gallium, scandium, and germanium were found exactly where the structure implied they would be. Singular links serve to organize chaos. They reduce uncertainty. They reveal what might be possible, even when you can't yet see it. A singular link creates more than the sum of its parts. It creates structure, and with structure comes understanding. The key insight is that every singular link involves a transformation of the elements it connects, not merely a combination. These transformations take different forms, depending on whether you're simplifying a complex system or building something vast from small units. We can categorize them, from reduction to expansion, extension to refraction, by studying the works of the masters. Simple links can produce far-reaching innovation when connections are compounded deliberately. To understand how massive complexity can be reduced to its essential logic, let's start with one of the sultans of Slink, Claude Shannon, and the principle of transformation by reduction. That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to explore more ideas like this, you can find much, much more at singularlinks.com. If you're feeling frisky, tell your friends and family, in-laws and outlaws. Music was provided by the Slink Tones. Until next time, connect the unconnected, create the unexpected.